Leave it down deep. Montgomery and Deary squash the defenseman Murr. But the Mavericks have three on one near side. Can't clear. Dubinsky, nice job at the point to hold. And then taken back by Minnesota State. Jordan Ron in for the forward Ian Somoza tonight. Ron, R-O-N-N, from Champlin, Minnesota. Fargo Force last year. And now it's Watkins who sweeps it into the Wisconsin zone to our left. Osborne cuts off Ron. Able to move the puck to the far wall, and Tulk now with it. Scoops it out to center. Too far for Brink. Back to get it, Bergmanis. Rolfs Bergmanis, a Vermont transfer. Played there 2 years, 74 games. Turns it over. Finley, high slot. And Tracy well out on top of the crease. Makes the stop and gives up no rebound. 14-17 to go in the second. Badgers trail Minnesota State 2-1. Badger hockey brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics.
As chaotic as the first 4.5, 5 minutes was, right now you're looking at the last 2 minutes being about as boring as watching paint dry.
Yeah, and there's an issue with a plane of glass behind the Badgers' net, and so the Kohl Center crew will take care of that, we do believe. A stoppage in play, 14-17 to go in the second. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Folks, the clock is ticking. Are you ready to get in the game? While your neighbors are stuck on the bench with a leaky shed, Cleary Building Corp is out here throwing down monster dunks in custom buildings. Whether you need a sports facility, storage for all your gear, or just a winning space to hang out, Cleary's dream team designs and builds it like the pros they are. Get in the game with Cleary Building Corp. Call today, and let's build a winner.
Back at the Kohl Center, Mike Tine got the job done. He's a rink wizard.
Went up on the ladder and jiggled it.
Yep, plexiglass out of its stanchion a little bit and able to wiggle it back into place. And during that break, looked over at the television, and L.A. Dodgers starting pitcher Shohei Ohtani, a leadoff home run off Jose Quintana in the bottom of the first, and then the Dodgers score two more. L.A.'s up 3-0 in an elimination game in the NLCS against the Brewers. Here are the Badgers. Trail Minnesota State 2-1. Scholl pulls the puck out of a fray in the Minnesota State zone and pushed it past Dexheimer. Scholl giving chase against his former teammate. Phelan now with the angle on Lemire.
Look out.
He poked it free. And Benincasa now scooting around in the Badgers zone. And Dexheimer stays with him and wins the puck free. Now Dexheimer, slow-moving outlet pass to Fitzgerald, slowly sauced across Finley. He flies down the left wing wall, back behind the net, low right to the dot, no place to shoot, hands off to Hensler. Hensler goal line right, his centering pass to Fitzgerald off his stick. Ricochet to the far wall, and Tulk, now Finley with it, tried to veer right, cut off by Liam Hupka, still maintains possession. Backhand pass intended for the cutting Hensler, didn't connect. Goes deep to the corner. Bergmanis now to Hupka. He'll bank it off the glass past Hensler and all the way down. Palatichuk will beat Lemire to the hash marks. Icing called on Minnesota State.
You know, that line did not get much of any type of offensive opportunity.
Yeah.
But I think Mankato State was just happy to keep them to the outside and not get shots on goal, because I'm sorry, but any time that Quinn Finley gets the puck inside the top of the circles, it's a scoring opportunity.
Both teams with 5 shots on goal here in the second period. A 2-1 Minnesota State lead. Pair of power play goals in the first for the Mavericks. The Badgers get an equal strength goal from Quinn Finley as his matching minor with Benincasa had expired. Now a shot goes off a stick, and that sails out of play. Again, Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Face off to the right of Alex Tracy. 80th career start for Tracy. He's given up only two goals in the last two games against 61 shots until tonight. The Badgers finally solved him. Quinn Finley has a habit of doing that to opposing goaltenders. Did it 20 times a year ago. Trying to become the first back-to-back 20-goal scorer for the Badgers since Michael Mersch a little over a decade ago.
Boy, there's a name from the past, isn't it?
Yeah. Badgers have the puck. Osborne with it out high. Stick handle. Shoots one. Badgers. Tassie redirects and scores. Oh, Osborne just scooted down the blue line and put one towards the net. Tassie right there. Got his stick on it. Bounced it past Tracy. We are even in Madison.
Somebody got it. The referee, I think, took some time to see if it was a high stick that deflected it. But if it was Tassie, or maybe it was off of the... I can't tell from the replay either that they just showed on the big screen.
Mason Wheeler, the captain for Minnesota State, raised his stick right away saying that was a high stick, but the referee, Colin Kronforst, to the right of Tracy along the left goal line, immediately pointed at the net saying it's a good goal. And now Jake Rakuki, the other referee, speaking one-on-one with Minnesota State head coach Luke Strand. Apparently Luke satisfied with what Rakuki had to tell him. So we play on. It's a 2-2 game as Simon Tassie tallies his second goal of the season.
Well, what's interesting to me is that if they wouldn't have given the guy who just barreled Tassie from behind a penalty, I would have been really upset.
Jack Horbach lays a big hit on Jordan Ron, who cleared the puck all the way down and accidentally iced it, so the Badgers get an offensive zone faceoff. 12:35 to go in the second. It's a 2-2 game. Tassie from Osborne at 7-11, and give Gavin Morrissey the secondary helper. Morrissey is fourth assist of the year for Osborne, his third point. Talk with Finley and Fitzgerald. Here's Hensler at the point, right side. He'll flip it down to the right corner, eludes the stick of Tulk to the right wing or far wing wall. Chopped out of the zone by Bonkowski, and a whistle.
It was a high stick.
Puck played with a high stick. They'll drop it in the Wisconsin zone.
Joe was smart. He tried to let Ron, the forward from Mankato State, touch the puck first before he was going to drill him into the wall, but because of the high stick, they're going to bring the faceoff down into the Badgers zone.
We have a timeout on the ice, and that gives me some time to tell you the American Cancer Association has lowered its recommended screening age for colorectal cancer from 50 to 45, but it's never too early. Please make an appointment today and get screened. For more information, visit fightcolorectalcancer.org. Saw Dr. Conrad Andringa and Jack Andringa here at the hockey game tonight. Jack recently took the head coaching job, high school coaching job at Monona Grove, which is kind of cool. And always good to see Doc Andringa.
An Andringa name on the east side? I don't know. He might not last very long.
Oh, I think he'll be fine. He is so thrilled to be back. Good to see Jack and Doc here tonight. Saw Seamus Malone, former Wisconsin Badger, who now lives in the Milwaukee area. He just retired from playing professional hockey. He spent the last few years with the Indiana Fuel in the East Coast Hockey League. I tell you, Minnesota State travels well. They've got to be a few hundred Maverick fans here again tonight after a good crowd last night here at the Kohl Center.
Well, as the young man down below said, I might be the only Minnesota person on staff. The connections to Wisconsin are pretty significant at Mankato State.
Yep.
Yeah, they are.
Another one, Bryce Strand, a Green Bay native, the son of Mavericks head coach Luke Strand. Bryce, his mom Heidi. Bryce today, he was a healthy scratch last night, and his dad let him take part in pregame warmups tonight, but he's not in uniform this evening as Bryce Strand. Bryce played his junior hockey in the North American League with the Philadelphia Rebels, coached by Stoughton, Wisconsin native Justin Hale. Turnaround shot, Benning Casa block, picked up by Fitzgerald, zips a pass to the stick of Finley, chips it over the defenseman Conrad with speed. He'll get there first, no icing. Took a bump from Conrad, the puck to Murr. Good check by Fitzgerald, frees the biscuit for himself. On his backhand, can't get a shot off. And now Finley getting physical too. What are we seeing out there, Ian?
reformation of some sort.
Here's Tulk now for the Badgers. Turns right, tries to avoid contact from Benincasa, but fell down. And then a miss hit by Fitzgerald, although that seemed to get Benincasa up near the hip. Benincasa slow getting to the Mankato bench. Scholl battling near side with Dexheimer. Up to center, Tulk deflected, onside. Puck in the Minnesota State zone. Badgers get a change. Here's Kukkonen now. Ran into a double team. Had it whacked off his stick. Went off the dasher. Deering out to the point. Osborne didn't expect it. It looked like Jacob Bonkowski was going to take it. Hopped over the stick of Osborne. The Badgers had to touch up. 2-2 game. 11:13 to go here in period number two. Mankato led 2-0 after one. The Badgers have pulled even with Quinn Finley and Simon Tassie, each scoring their second goals of the season. Montgomery off the wall. Slot pass back door. Deering defended. Held up by Bergmanis. Pass now by Aiden Dubinsky. Out of the reach of Kukkonen. The Badgers have to touch up. Now they're in a battle for the puck near the Mankato bench.
That was a play where Montgomery, I think, like Coach Hastings said, there's time to be selfish. Tee it up.
Yeah. Here's Kukkonen. Tried to kick the puck to the slot where Montgomery was untouched. Never got through. Kukkonen. Back pressure, able to steal a pass at the center circle and turned and dumped it down in. 10.5 minutes to go. Badgers force a turnover. Oh, Morrissey. Tassie fanned on a one-timer. In front, Botterill then pushed it well wide. Good look by Morrissey to Tassie coming down the left wing. Gavin Morrissey with some jump today. Pass out to Pilatichuk. Point pass now to Hensler. His shot got through. No, it hit the defenseman, I think, in front, Bergmanis. And now out to center ice it comes. Badgers have started to take control of this hockey game. Morrissey now, top of the right circle. He fires one, try to go upstairs. Blocker save made by Tracy. Pilatichuk holds, spins it around to the near side. Hensler fires it through the slot. No one home. Horbach trying to keep it alive in the attacking zone. No luck there. The Badgers retreats.
Boy, I like this pair right now. Hensler and Pilatichuk.
Finn Brink, Horbach now. His shot off his stick up off the high glass. Ejon Horbach and Finn Brink on the ice. I think Horbach's playing the center position. Could be Brink. Badgers dump it down in. Brink and Horbach on the forecheck. Hard rim around by Minnesota State. Didn't clear. Brink puts pressure on the forward Gavers. Now Dexheimer with it. Left wall. Out to the point. Brink wanted it. Gets it. Rising shot. Gloved by Alex Tracy. And he hangs on. 9:15 to go, second period. The Badgers have pulled even with Minnesota State. We're tied at two.
Yeah, and you'll notice that the shot differential has gone from in favor of Mankato State to in favor of the Badgers. We spend a lot of time in Mankato zone here in this second period.
Face off to the right of Alex Tracy. Yeah, Tracy won a Clark Cup with Luke Strand at Sioux City. Funny talking to Luke this week, too. He almost coached Sawyer Scholl in Sioux City. He traded for Scholl, and then Luke ended up going to Ohio State about a month later. Never played for him. Finley with a rising shot from a tough angle left wing. Missed the net. Badgers hustle back to get the puck. And Cato has not had the puck very much of late. Finley sauced a pass to the right corner. Tulk gives chase. Tried to cycle back for Fitzgerald. Didn't get through. Osborne can't hold the point. Dubinsky trying to cut off Lurie. Freed the biscuit, and the Badgers have it again. Osborne will send it in towards Tracy. Stops it with his stick and then pulls it back his way. And will cover and get a faceoff with 8:42 to go in the second period. A 2-2 game.
Yeah, it's been pretty stagnant here for 3-4 minutes. Neither team wanting to make a big mistake, but fact of the matter being is that the ice is tilted in the Badgers' favor right now. There's been a significant amount of time in the offensive zone for the Badgers. Not getting a lot of quality shots, but again, that's Minnesota State style. Just keep them to the outside, make them shoot from the outside, try and create a turnover, and we'll score on a breakaway.
Kukkonen up with Deering and Montgomery. Deering takes the draw. He's got it. It was on his stick. He was trying to shoot it, but he was held up from behind. And then Montgomery pushed one slowly through the slot. Puck rolls on the near side. Good hit by Kukkonen. Shoulder to shoulder on the defenseman. Wheeler and a chance for Deering. He fanned on that one as he was leaning left trying to shoot back right. Badgers getting their bumps in, as they like to call it. Much more physical tonight, the team in Cardinal and White. Here's Montgomery now. Half boards right. Blake Montgomery Cycles back for Kukin and cuts back right, trying to get away from the pressure of Tristan Lemire. Has him spinning around and then turns and shoots one wide. Boy, Lemire didn't know which way was up. Now Palatichuk out high. His shot got through. Stopped by Tracy. A high ricochet up over the glass and out of play. And the fans like what they see here in Madison. 7:53 to go in period number two. Wisconsin and Minnesota State tied at two.
That was 1 minute and 11 seconds worth of total domination in the offensive zone. And I tell you what, if you're not tired when you're Mankato State, there's nothing more tiring than playing in your own zone and chasing the puck for a minute.
Benincasa just got back to the Mavericks bench, and it took him a while. He's really trying to catch his breath. Face off to the right of Alex Tracy, and it's won by Minnesota State. Reed Morick with it. Morick, the captain in Waterloo last year, teammates with Wisconsin's Grady Deering. Waterloo made it to the Clark Cup Finals, so a turnover, and Stender, low right, had a chance. His shot too high, though. He was 10 feet away from Hauser and missed the target. That's their first good look in a long, long time.
Yeah, it might be the first time shot in about.
Oh. Beautiful move as he stick-handled, toe-pulled, and snapped one off, and Hauser denied it on the top of the crease.
Go through your man, Ryan Botterill.
Here's Botterill now with a puck. The Badgers in transition to our right. Botterill right wing, looking, slot, shot, blocked. Went to the far side, Tassie. Finds an open man, Dubinsky. Tries to settle the bouncing puck. He's pressured by Gabbers now. And then Minnesota State flips it out to center. Osborne back to get it. Under 7 minutes to go in this period. 2-2 game. A 1-1 overtime tie last night. Let's see how this one ends up. Minnesota State just flipped it past Dubinsky, who was engaged with Gabbers. The Badgers back to get it. Nijan. Passed ahead to Osborne. Couldn't handle that one.
So hard it went through two people's sticks.
Yeah. Horbach couldn't get his stick down either. Mavericks try to clear, cannot. Good stick by Osborne. Sends it back into the offensive zone. Now with it, Brink. And Ejon off balance. His shot kicked away by Tracy. Ejon on the near side. Murr with a puck. He'll turn and whip it around. After it, Osborne. He avoids Bonkowski. Pulls it off the wall. He shoots one from straight away. That didn't get through. Loose puck. Where is it? Horbach tries to shoot. He can't. His stick tied up. Eventually, Minnesota State flung it off the glass. Don't think strongly enough for icing. No. 6:05. 6:05 to go second period. It's 2-2.
All of that offensive play. Three offensive plays created by Osborne.
And now a lead feed intended for Finley, and he gets around the defenseman. No icing called. He may have made contact with the puck.
I think
on
he
that
did tip it a little bit.
Pass from the Wisconsin zone. Now a bad pass intercepted by the Badgers. Hensler sauced ahead for Tulk, but there was Hupka there to bat it away. Finley picks it up and rims it around to the right side. Hensler down the wall. So is Fitzgerald, who bowls into Berg-Mattis. And now Hupka. Back to Berg-Mattis, who's back up on his skates. Takes another hit from Fitzgerald. Hensler got knocked down. Look out. Here is a chance. Nope. Hand pass called on Wisconsin. And then Fitzgerald again got cross-checked right in front of the Minnesota State net. Now he needs to be separated with one of the Mavericks. Timeout on the ice. 5:24 to go, second period. The Badgers have scored twice in this period to pull even at two. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Sitting in the rail transport broadcast booth at the Kohl Center in Madison, Wisconsin and Minnesota State. tied at two. Benincasa and Lurie, power play goals for the Mavericks in the opening period. Quinn Finley and Simon Tassie, even strength goals for Wisconsin in the second period.
Since we're in the rails booth, I think I'll go into sleeper for a while.
Wait till the intermission, Ian. Oh, big hit by Montgomery as he plowed over Campbell Sykos, but Sykos released the pass. Mavericks with it and dump it into the Wisconsin zone to our left. Scholl then plants Palatichuk back behind the Badger net. Deering collides with Lemire, and the puck sent back into the Minnesota State zone. Kukkonen goes shoulder to shoulder with Sykos. Now Montgomery and Wheeler engaged near side. Deering tries to lift the stick of Benincasa. No luck. And the puck out at center, but pulled free by Kukkonen. Drops off to Deering. Fans off to his left. Defended by Wheeler. Nope, that's Sykos. And then Sykos stumbled off the net. Fell backwards into the end boards. He's back up on his skates, although he's favoring his right arm. Thalen, far side, Dexheimer, cross ice. Montgomery open, shoots one, blocked right where you don't want to block a shot. Mason Wheeler went down and gave up his livelihood.
Yeah,
now
right.
Here's Kukkonen. Oh, he rose a shot that went off the shaft of Tracy's stick to the far side. Out high, Botterill now. He toe pulls and whips one wide. And Thalen holds the zone. Badgers have it again. Morrissey sidesteps a man. Down the wall he comes. Morrissey goal line right. Back behind the net. What's he going to do? He pushed it back far side. Tassie. Slot. Turnaround shot. Botterill blocked. Back to Botterill. Missed the net. Dexheimer now. Right point. Stick handling. Here is Wisconsin. It's Dubinsky to Morrissey. Back to Dexheimer. Sets. Morrissey looks to shoot. Not going to. Morrissey works his way straight away. Dubinsky left point. Morrissey fires. Missed the net. Even strength Badgers 2-2 with the Mavericks. Wisconsin just dominating over the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, it's been a...
Osborne fakes a shot. He finally fires one off the end boards. Botterill tried to go short side, hit the post. Botterill retrieves the puck in the corner. Out to Osborne. The Mavericks dog tired. Here's Osborne now, right wing, the freshman defenseman. Out to Dubinsky, and he couldn't hold the zone as the puck ricocheted off both of his skate blades and out to center. And then the Badgers dump it in, but need a change. So do the Mavericks, obviously, as well. Wow, Wisconsin just totally controlled there for a while.
Now I know where the term sustained pressure came from.
Yeah, right. Then Brink knocked down. Puck out at center. Lofted too far by Dubinsky. Should be icing on Wisconsin. The whistle blows. It is 2:58 to go in the period. It's a 2-2 game. The Badgers with 12 shots on goal in this period. Minnesota State only 6.
Well, luckily the Badgers, who got tired from shooting in that last minute and 20-second shift, have 5 fresh skaters out there. Relatively fresh skaters out there for this defensive zone faceoff.
To the right of Daniel Hauser, Jack Smith, and Jack Horbach. And Smith goes down. Horbach stays on his skates. Puck free to Zetterberg. Shoots one low. Right pad save made by Hauser. Rebound. Knocked to the corner. And Brink over skates. Zetterberg then bounced by Horbach. Long range shot by Conrad. Missed the net. Held in by Murr.
Ooh.
Sauced it down to the corner. Over skating was Osborne. He now has possession of the puck. 2.5 minutes to go in the second. Lead feed for Brink too far.
Look
Conrad
out.
Back to get it, and he tries to clear it off the glass, up off a stick, and into the crowd about 10 rows or so, and there's a young fan that's happy down there. 2:30 left in the second period. It's a 2-2 hockey game. Hey, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
Well, I will say that the Badgers have missed a net a knot, but as long as we keep playing down on this end, I'm happy.
Tolk and Finley and Fitzgerald back out for Wisconsin. Minnesota State won the faceoff and cleared it to center. Badgers regroup and have the puck. Tolk will slide it deep. Finley knocked a man off balance. Puck loose in the corner. It bounces over Finley's stick. And now Liam Hupka now has it. Hupka played 2 years in Sioux City in the USHL. Sends it into the Wisconsin zone. Hensler sweeps it around to the far side. Morick catches on his backhand. Wanted to center. Setter. But Stender picked it up. Now, Bergmanis shot got through off the glove of Hauser. He stopped that one. Low right shot didn't get through. And then Morick tried to put it in front. Went off the leg of Hensler. They center again. It's loose. Gathered in for a moment by Watkins. And then Morick knocks down Tulk. Minnesota State trying to work its way back ahead. And the Badgers, Palatichuk will heave it up high and all the way down. No icing as it slows with 1:30 to go in the second period, a 2-2 game. Long lead feed to Watkins, cut off by Hensler. But Watkins locates the puck first, and he'll dump it in. Palatichuk goes to get it for the Badgers. Up ahead, long feed for Kukkonen. Out of his reach. Icing called on Wisconsin. Faceoff back in the Badgers zone.
Not a good time to take yes, it was a breakaway pass or a long-distance pass, whatever. But if Kukkonen doesn't get his hands on it, all of a sudden you've got five tired Badgers with only a minute and 17 left. And
right.
Mankato has spent some significant time here in the last three, 4 minutes in the Badger zone with some near misses. So you want to get out of this period unscathed.
Face off to the left of Hauser, won by Minnesota State. Scholl shoots the puck, never got through, got blocked. Sawyer Scholl after it and sweeps it around to the near side. Benincasa with it. The right-hander flips it back to the corner to the stick of Lemire. Under a minute to go in the period. Badgers and the Mavericks tied at two. Kukkonen now with the puck. Kyle will heave it ahead, and Montgomery will win the foot race. No icing. Montgomery after it. Pinned against the wall for a moment. Kukkonen comes to help. The Mavericks have three skaters to Wisconsin's two, and they take the puck. Benincasa to Lemire, and he'll send it in. Lemire, a young man, won a national title in Denver 2 years ago, then Western Michigan last year. Now he's at Minnesota State. And he brings a little pizzazz to the
must know
forward
something
group.
That we don't. Either he just transfers to schools that are going to win
championships.
Yeah.
Here's Zetterberg dumping it in. 20 seconds to go in the period. Dexheimer after it. Hits the brakes. Phelan now looking for an outlet. He'll scoop it up but not out. Stender, nice pass to the slot. Smith can't shoot as Phelan recovered after making a mistake. And then it's fired down into the corner. 8 seconds. Zetterberg out to the point. Conrad, far side. Mirth, 4 seconds. Pass to the slot. Intercepted by Phelan. Ahead to Tassi. And the clock will wind down to zeros. The Badgers were down 2-0 after one, but rallied to tie it on goals from Quinn Finley and Simon Tassi. So after two periods here in Madison, Wisconsin 2 and Minnesota State 2. Again, Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport. For every mile of your truck driving career, learn more at rail.jobs. Second intermission coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
On game day, there's nothing like tailgating, touchdowns, and Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Twisted Tea goes down smooth and tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. Cool, refreshing, and a 5% kick of alcohol. Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Look for the bright yellow cans where you buy beer. Keep it twisted, Badger fans, with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Please drink responsibly.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Like that. Back at the Kohl Center, the Badgers and Minnesota State all tied at two. Second period scoring, Quinn Finley from Ben Dexheimer and Oliver Tulk at 43 seconds. Finley had just come out of the penalty box serving matching minors at the end of the first, but Finley gets his second goal of the year, got the crowd going. And then Simon Tassie redirects the shot from Luke Osborne at 7-11 to make it a 2-2 game for Finley and Tassie, both their second goals of the season. Badgers with 12 shots on goal. The Mavericks had 8. So far, Alex Tracy has stopped 19 of 21 shots for Minnesota State. Daniel Hauser, 18 of 20 for Wisconsin. Badgers did not take a penalty in the second period.
Correct.
That's good news. Minnesota State took one, but Wisconsin unable to convert on the man advantage.
Hard work and discipline plays off, and if you look at both their goals, none of them were end-to-end superstar type goals. Both of them were hard work goals. Get dirty in the trenches, get dirty in the dirty area in front of the net, and good things will happen. And they did outwork Mankato significantly, especially down the stretch here in the second period, and they were rewarded for it. And again, staying out of the penalty box was a big difference.
Not sure how many shots Wisconsin attempted in that second period of play, but they dominated for mostly 20 minutes or so. It's Wisconsin 2 and Minnesota State 2 back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The puck drops at the Kohl Center this month. Badger fans, Wisconsin men's hockey returns to the ice for the 2025-2026 season, geared with grit and hungry for glory. Coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are building on last year's success, and the time to secure your spot is now. Single game, mini pack, and group tickets are moving fast. Don't wait. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to lock in your seats today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Kohl Center, a jovial student section, the marching band as well, and decent crowd for the second game, second home game of the regular season. Wisconsin and Minnesota State all even at two. Elsewhere in college hockey tonight, games involving Big Ten teams. Ohio State, 43 seconds left in the third, trailing at Connecticut by the score of 3-2. That's a matchup of two top 20 teams. The Buckeyes ranked 16th, UConn ranked 12th. Michigan State at one point had a 4-1 lead at top-ranked Boston University. Charlie Stramel had scored for the Spartans. Michigan pasted Robert Morris 10-2 today. The Wolverines are now 6-0 and have outscored their opponents 40-9 so far. Also, Notre Dame shut out St. Lawrence 3-0. Penn State a 4-3 lead on Long Island halfway through the third period in State College. Matt DeMarsico with a hat trick. His third goal put Penn State on top. And Minnesota and North Dakota tied at 2 nearing the end of the second period in Grand Forks. The Wisconsin women's hockey team beat Vermont 8-1 in the semis of the Icebreaker Invitational in Albany. Mark Johnson's club will play Union tomorrow at 2:30 for the championship. Also, the Brewers trailing the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS 3-0 in the fourth inning of play. If the Brewers lose, they will be done for the season. Here the Badgers and the Mavericks tied at 2, and I know you'd like to see a lot more in the third period of what you saw from Wisconsin in the second.
Exactly the case. Two things. A little more intense, and when they have, when they are intense like that, they seem to have better puck control, and yeah, most importantly, stayed out of the box. I think that was probably emphasized pretty emphatically between the first and second period by Coach Hastings.
I would think so. The Badgers took five penalties for 21 minutes in the opening period, a five-minute major and a 10-minute misconduct to Vasily Zelenov, and then Minnesota State went on to score a pair of power play goals, but the Badgers answer back in the second. So going to the third, it's Wisconsin 2 and Minnesota State 2. Badger hockey brought to you all season long by American Family Insurance, the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. We'll drop the puck on the third period in just a moment or so. This is Badger hockey from Learfield.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney.
It's on.
And save. Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Badger hockey is brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you, and by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
By Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center. The Badgers 2, Minnesota State 2. After this weekend series, Wisconsin will continue its homestand next Friday and Saturday night against Alaska. Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 6 p.m. And then the Minnesota Golden Gophers come to town Thursday, October 30th at 8 p.m., Saturday, November 1st. At 6 p.m., get your tickets at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-BADGERS. Go Badgers. They originally, on the Simon Tassie game-tying goal at 7:11 of the second period, they originally led read Tassie from Luke Osborne and Gavin Morrissey. Then they took the assist, secondary assist away from Morrissey. Then they gave it right back to him. So Gavin Morrissey does have an assist tonight, and he's also doing well in the faceoff circle, the best Badger in the faceoff circle so far tonight, 8 out of 10.
It looks like Mankato State has finished figured out Tulk.
Yeah.
He was, what, 4-for-8 or 4-of-8, 4-of-12, whatever.
After going 15-for-15 last night.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, how about the Sharks from Long Island rallying to pull even with Penn State at 4 late third period?
Ice tease.
Hockey Valley. Offensive, bigger part, Badgers win the center ice faceoff and dump it into the offensive zone to our left. So we're underway here in the third period of play, a 2-2 hockey game after a 1-1 overtime tie last night.
You've got momentum on your side, young men. Don't let it die.
Although the Mavericks break out of their own zone, Sawyer Scholl off to his left takes a shoulder hit from Jack Phelan, but dumped it in. Lemire avoids contact, but got it off to Benning Casa. Whips a pass out to the point. Conrad fires across to Munn. Finley almost intercepted. Murr with that shot from the point. It went off a stick wide of Daniel Hauser. Now Finley at center ice lost it. Badgers need to hustle on the change. They're late. Murr with it left wing. Now they get their five skaters on the ice. In the defensive zone, stick handling with it, Jack Smith trying to get away from Oliver Tulk. Smith blew a tire, and the Badgers have the puck. Tulk snaps off a pass at center, too hot to handle for Bonnerill, but he'll chase it down, and he roughs up Psycho, sweeps it back to Tassie behind the cage. Tassie turns into a double team, hands off the puck to Morrissey, centering pass for Bonnerill, broken up by the defenseman. And then the Badgers heave it back deep. Psycho's, though, first there for the Mavericks. Outlet pass to Lurie. Little backhand sauce to Jack Smith. Lets it slide free to Psychos, and he'll try to send it deep instead off a stick and out of play. 18:39 to go in the third. It's a 2-2 hockey game.
I tell you, if the Badgers have a success like they did in that last shift where they turned the puck over, Mankato turned the puck over three or four times right by their offensive blue line, and the Badgers were able to keep it in. And I'll tell you what, when you're playing defense as long as Mankato had on that shift, you get tired.
Osborne out there with Dubinsky. Deering centering Montgomery and Kukkonen. And again, a 1-2-2 employed by Minnesota State. Passed by Dubinsky to the right wing, deflected. Jacob Stender runs into Dubinsky back in the Wisconsin zone. Aiden Patient with it. Can't clear, though. Long-range shot skipped wide right of the goaltender Daniel Hauser. Now to the corner. They try to cycle around behind the cage. Stender can't collect. Held in by Gavers. Shot blocked by Osborne, who stays on him. Right back to Gavers. Turnaround pass. Good stick by Osborne. Picked up by Minnesota State. They'll hammer it in. Now touch up. Get a change in the process. 2 minutes gone by. Third period, 2-2.
Can't buy hands like that. Osborne is, you know, he just dogged that guy, and the next thing you know, he creates a turnover.
Luke Osborne, fourth-round pick of the Buffalo Sabres in the 2024 NHL Draft. 11 goals, 43 points as the defenseman of the year in the USHL. Hard rush to the net. Finn Brink, but he never got a shot off as he cut in right wing. And now Bonkowski poked it past Phelan, but Jack able to hustle back into his own zone. Reverses to Dexheimer. Had his pocket picked by Bonkowski. Bonkowski fends off Dexheimer. Bouncing puck now. The Badgers captain has control. Dexheimer, open ice. Throws it ahead to Brink. Backhand pass for Ejon. Off the stick of Conrad. Horbach at center ice. Able to free the biscuit for Ejon, who will dump it in. 3 minutes into the third. A tie hockey game, and the Mavericks come ahead with it. Murr bumped off balance by Finley, but he fights through it. Now the puck at center. Murr able to bat it back now to his D partner Wheeler. Headmans to Benincasa, and it deflects into the Wisconsin zone, and Joe Palatichuk goes to get it. Rims it around to the near side. Good strong stick by Finley.
Oh, yeah.
Just got kneed.
He's hurt.
Up.
That's a knee call,
right,
and that better be
and a
five.
Penalty coming up on Minnesota State. Finley down on the ice. Finley remains on the ice. Colin Kronforst will get the Maverick in Campbell Psychos, who wiped out Finley out near the Wisconsin blue line. And Andy Rohde, the Badgers team trainer, is hustling out to attend to Quinn Finley, who remains on the ice.
Rolling around in pain.
He is. Now, I'm not sure how much knee-to-knee it went, but he was grabbing for his midsection and up near his hip area. And he remains face and belly down on the ice. Andy Rohde asking Gavin Morrissey to help here a little bit as Rhodes trying to get as much information from Finley as he can. The referees are in the penalty box to determine whether or not Campbell Psychos will be done for the night, seeing if it's a five-minute major or not. Finley is not putting any pressure on his left leg.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Not moving it even to bring it forward. Scared to put pressure on it.
Finley and Tassi will escort, I beg your pardon, Morrissey and Tassi will escort Finley off the ice. He's got his head down. The guys are just kind of skating him along, and Finley still is yet to put his left skate down on the ice. So, boy. And the fans Ouch. Here applaud Finn as he's heading off the ice.
Probably playing one of his best games tonight.
And Finley needs help to get over the kick plate. Oh, boy. 5-minute major and a game misconduct against Campbell Psychos. He's done for the night. The senior defenseman from Albert Lea hears it from the crowd as he heads to the Minnesota State bench. Wisconsin, which faced a 5-on-3 power play against, and actually a 5-minute major power play for the Mavericks in the first period, now gets a 5-minute power play as well as Psychos sits in the box at 3:26.
To serve the penalty, they will send over Felix Gavers. He will serve the 5-minute major, listed on the depth chart as their fourth line left winger.
All right, so the Badgers on a Kunis power play for 5 minutes, 0-for-1 so far tonight, 0-for-4 on the weekend. Here's Osborne with it out at the blue line. Down low left, Botterill to Kukkonen, left wing Tulk. He's open. What's he going to do? Down to the goal line. Setting up Botterill. His shot stopped by Tracy. Triangle passing that time by the Badgers. And he was just 5 feet away, and Tracy denied Botterill again. Yes.
Go top shelf. Go up where Mama keeps the cookies, Ryan.
Yep. Osborne.
He's got quick feet.
Tulk. Here's Kukkonen now at center. He ran into traffic and threw a pass off his teammate's shin pad. Osborne picks up the loose puck and hammers it around to the left wing. Botterill forces it back behind the net, bouncing free near the blue line. Good stick handling by Luke Osborne, but almost poked free by Lemire. Forced the Badgers out to center. Wisconsin will re-enter the zone. Badgers have already used 50 seconds here on this power play, and now Minnesota State wins it free and sends it all the way down.
And here's the other disruptive thing is that who's going to play
Finley's spot
on the power play.
Blake Montgomery is out there right now. Montgomery with Morrissey, Fitzgerald, Tassi, and Dexheimer. Fitzgerald down the left wing wall. Backside pass. Tassi hard to the net. Just couldn't get his stick down in time. Montgomery out at the point. Now here's Fitzgerald right wing to the goal line. He goes Tassi. Tassi back behind the net. Setting up Morrissey. Backside Fitzgerald. Sliding knee save made by Tracy. Beautiful pass play. Excellent stop by Tracy. Now Fitzgerald again, hash marks right. Badgers looking to take the lead. 5 minutes gone by, third period. On a power play, Morrissey went upstairs, fought off by Tracy. Badgers still possess. Tassi with it. Left corner now to Morrissey. Out high, Dexheimer. One-timer by Fitzgerald, deflected on goal. Tracy stopped it, dug free by Montgomery. Badgers still have possession. 3 minutes left on the power play. Trying to take the lead for the first time this weekend. Whistling shot by Wisconsin's Dexheimer missed the net. Morrissey able to hold. Puck airborne, bounces to the corner. The Badgers need a change, and Minnesota State able to clear. No, yes.
Nope.
Dexheimer was just outside the zone, tried to bait the referee, the linesman, into calling it onside, but the puck had come across the blue line. And so offside on Wisconsin. Fresh power play unit for the Badgers. It's a 2-2 game, 14:27 left in the third.
Whoa. Some names out there I never thought would be on a power play this year.
Yeah. Tulk Horbach now out with
Keyshawn
Osborne and Botterill. Tulk knocked down by Smith. And he wanted a penalty, but nothing called. 2:45 left in the Badgers' Kunis power play.
And unbelievable lopsided amount of time in the offensive zone.
Botterill hard in the offensive zone. Ejohn now with it to the point man in Osborne. Here's Tulk down the wall left wing looking. Oliver Tulk to Osborne. He'll walk the line. The left-handed defenseman finds Tulk. Snapped off a pass. Intended cross ice for Ejon off the skate of Smith. Tulk now found Botterill. Now open man Ejon. That pass in his skates. Handcuffed him. Couldn't catch it. Still loose. Pushed back behind the Minnesota State net. Hustling after it. Murray's able to chop it off the wall and out to neutral ice. 2:10 to go in the power play. Badgers and Mavericks tied at 2. Osborne finds Ejon. Badgers onside. Tulk cross the line. Bumps it back for Botterill. Walks to the dot. His off-balance shot. Clubbed by Tracy. Hangs on. Wow.
He's been good.
Yep.
They've had a lot of shots, and he's had a lot of traffic in front of him. But give credit where credit is due. Very few rebounds, and he's been able to corral pretty much every shot that the Badgers have thrown on him here for the first 4 minutes or 3 minutes of this five-minute major power play.
Tracy stopped 25
of 27
shots.
Just came out of the locker room.
And here's Quinn Finley, and the fans, some come to their feet. Finley appears to be okay. Grabs a stick, leans over the shelf. He wants out on the ice. Blake Montgomery would like to stay for a moment on the power play. Face off to the right of Tracy. Badgers try to snap a two-all draw. Morrissey to take the face off. Drop the puck. Finally. And here's Dexheimer. Picks it up and looks. Bumps it back off the near wall. Bergmanis in the way, but Montgomery's got it low left. Out to the point now. Dexheimer faked the shot. Right wing Fitzgerald. Dexy wants it back, but Fitzgerald holds. Now Dexheimer. Left wing pass off a stick. Morrissey goes to get it. Scholl pressures him, and he turned it over. Good play by Sawyer Scholl. 1:35 to go on the Badgers' power play. 2-2 game here in the third. 13:05 to play. Here's Fitzgerald across the line. Gains the zone, peels back, sets things up. Down to the corner, Montgomery now, and he mishandles the puck. He's in a fight for the loose biscuit, and Bergmanis won that with assistance from Lemire. And again, the Mavericks clear.
Okay, young Mr. Osborne, let's go coast to coast here.
Power play time winding down here. The Badgers had 5 minutes of man advantage hockey. They've only got one left. Here's Horbach. Finley's back out there for Wisconsin. Finley can't reach the puck. It's chipped ahead to Stender, and he'll clear again. Good job by Minnesota State's penalty kill.
Yeah, there haven't been a lot of quality scoring opportunities by any stretch of the imagination, but boy, there's been a lot of offensive zone time for the Badgers.
There's Finley in through the neutral zone, bumps it down to the corner for himself. Swips it around now. Tulk with it left wing. 35 seconds left on the power play. Osborne with it. Walks the line. Left wing Tulk. Backside pass for Finley off a stick and into the protective netting.
Gave it away. Everybody in the building knew that Tulk was going to try and go cross ice to Quinn Finley so he could shoot it off the pass. Everybody, including the four people from Mankato State.
Yep. Finley will stay. Tassie, Morrissey, Fitzgerald, and Dexheimer will join him. 30 seconds left on the man advantage. Wisconsin 2, Minnesota State 2. Badgers trying to stay unbeaten on this young season. Morrissey against Jacob Stender. And it's won by Minnesota State. And Hupka will fling it all the way down.
Well, I tell you what, Sawyer Scholl gets a lot of ice time.
Yes,
kills
he does.
Penalties, power play, plays a regular shift.
Does a nice job. Here's Gavin Morrissey across the line, pass to Fitzgerald, right back to Morrissey in the corner. Morrissey turns into the defender, Wheeler, sweeps it over to Finley, bumps it out to Dexheimer. 4 seconds left on the power play, pressured by Scholl, throws it to the corner, and Wisconsin unable to convert on the man advantage. Still a 2-2 game, 11:30 left. Puck played out to center. Fitzgerald needs a change. Didn't notice that the puck was cleared all the way down. Dexheimer after it. The Mavericks were changing too, so no harm, no foul, and the Badgers back to get it. So even strength for both teams. Badgers 0-2 on the power play tonight. Here comes Logan Hensler. His pass intended for Deering. Apparently deflected. No icing. Chipped away from the front of the net. And here comes Benincasa. Palatichuk. Picks him up man-to-man. Hensler after it. Tried to feed it off to Palatichuk. Off his skates. And then Kukkonen crushed Alex Zetterberg behind the net. And then Wisconsin's Deering just flattened Benincasa. And then down goes Wisconsin's Kukkonen. Out at center, the puck comes and a whistle stops play. Benincasa slow to get up in the Wisconsin zone. He's on all fours after getting his bell rung by Grady Deering. And a timeout on the ice. 10:45 to go in the third. It's Wisconsin 2 and Minnesota State 2. Badger fans, choose chill and celebrate responsibly. 21 means 21. Coors Light, choose chill. 2025. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Right now, get a $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $40 or more on Procter & Gamble products. Now through October 19th, head to Menards to get a great deal on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Plus, view the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Well, it's been a hard-hitting affair here tonight between Wisconsin and Minnesota State. A 2-2 tie with 10:45 to go in the third period, and the referees are back in the penalty box taking a look at video replay to determine whether or not Grady Deering deserves a 5-minute major for blowing up Luigi Benincasa.
Yeah, I'm kind of caught on the fence on this one because after the Kukkonen hit, which was as pretty a hit as you're going to see, where it was just two people going toe-to-toe. One went down and the other one stood up, Kukkonen being the one who stood up.
Yeah.
But as Benincasa turned to come out, all of a sudden Deering was just right in his face. And did he get his stick up? I couldn't tell from where I was. And secondly, did he take steps to initiate the check? That would be my second issue that I would be dealing with. It sounded like he just ran into him.
Yeah.
It appeared to me, it happened so fast that I can't say that, but it appeared to me he just ran into him.
And the referees are taking a look at things right now. Why don't we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian and Ian here at the Kohl Center waiting for Big Ten referees Colin Kronforst and Jake Rakuki to come out of the box to let us know whether we'll continue to skate 5-on-5 or if Grady Deering is going to take a seat either in the penalty box or in the locker room. Here comes Colin Kronforst. Yep, Deering gets a 5-minute major and a game misconduct. He's the second Badger to get kicked out of the game tonight for a major penalty, and Minnesota State will get a 5-minute power play with a chance to snap a 2-2 tie.
Excuse me, but I think that is one of the worst calls I've ever seen. Call it home, call it whatever you want to call it, but
so another major penalty.
By comparison to the three other hits.
So here's serving the penalty will be Kyle Kukkonen. Deering head contact at 9:15, a major penalty on Wisconsin's Deering. And Minnesota State right now on the power play. Offensive zone faceoff. They lose it. Jack Horbach takes the puck. He skates to his left through the center circle with three Mavericks in pursuit and able to waste some time on this major power play for Minnesota State. So again, Deering gets the gates and the locker room. And a bouncing puck that the Badgers pick up, and Palatichuk sends it all the way down. Well, this is obviously a big point in this hockey game.
Oh, yeah, this will be a turning point.
10 minutes left in the third, a 2-2 game. Wisconsin shorthanded for another 4:25. Zetterberg gains the zone. Bad pass intercepted by Dexheimer. He leans down and gulps it up and out on goal, and Tracy stops it and leaves it off for Jacob Conrad. So the Badgers already have killed off 50 seconds of this Minnesota State power play. Left wing Lurie. He's got a goal tonight on the man advantage.
Okay,
bumps it back
then
to Murr, a slow-moving pass that Murr caught up to.
You can throw Horbach down to the ice and not get a call against you.
Murr in the corner, pressured by Dexheimer. Spins it around to the far side, and Benincasa put it on the stick of Morrissey. He's able to jam it past Benincasa and out. Horbach thought about chasing it down, but Murr had the angle to it. Jack takes a right-hand turn and sits down as the Badgers get fresh penalty killers. Minute and a half gone by in the five-minute major penalty. Benincasa with a shot blocker side that Hauser got a piece of. Kept alive by Minnesota State. They put it to the tape of Wisconsin's Palatichuk ahead to Fitzgerald. One-on-one with Murr. Forced behind the net. Good play by Evan Murr, the junior defenseman. And the best in the CCHA last year, pinning Fitzgerald against the corner wall. Those two dancing in the corner. We play on. 3:09 to go on the power play for Minnesota State. Lemire dumps it in. Goes to the far side, and Smith back to Lemire. Goal line right. Open man Ron. His shot blocker saved by Hauser. Off the high glass. Brink out there on the penalty kill with Morrissey. Along with Palatichuk and Dubinsky. 2:50 to go in the power play for Minnesota State. 2-2 game. 8.5 minutes to play in regulation. Smith now playing catch with himself off the end boards. Ran into Palatichuk. Joe then may have pulled down Ron, no penalty. The puck free to Morrissey. Gavin takes his time to the center circle. Off to his right. Across the line, Morrissey has to step on Zetterberg. Tried to carry it to the net and lost control. Then it's pushed to the corner. Morrissey will follow Lemire to the puck. Wasting more time on this Minnesota State power play. Good job by the PK for Wisconsin. 8 minutes left in the third, a 2-2 game. Still 2:14 left on the Mavericks power play. Here comes Jacob Conrad, the Green Bay native. Right wing pass, Benincasa. Middle of the ice, it's Watkins. Ran into traffic, lost the puck. Lurie picks it up.